Hello, everybody. This is Charlie for the Fangamer Podcast. This is a day in the life of a Fangamer. I am just now getting out of bed, and it's 10 o'clock a.m. One of the best things about being working for Fangamer is that I get to wake up whenever I want to, and get up and go into the office whenever you can. There's no real need for a schedule unless something special is going on, and most of the time, we kind of figure out our own schedules. So that's why I get to wake up whenever I like. This time it's 10 o'clock, because I was probably up until about 2 playing games or whatever. But anyway, it's probably about 11 o'clock, and now I'm looking for Jeff so I can leave. I assume he is getting ready. Oh, actually, he's just kind of disappeared. His laptop's here. Oh, there's Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Charlie.
All right.
I'm gonna do what I never do. How are you, Charlie?
Oh. Awake. It was rough getting up this morning.
Did you hear those gunshots last night?
No.
I woke up like three, and I heard like 2 pops and then like a string of pops. It was really wild. It was like right down the street.
Yeah, I hear those every once in a while. It's really just, yeah, I don't know. But I did hear the power go out this morning.
Went out a couple times, didn't
it? Yeah, well, it popped in and out, but mostly it was out. So I had the presence of mind to just reach over and turn off my computer to save it from that.
All of our problems surround popping.
Yeah.
Gun pops. Fire pops.
Gun pops sounds like a strange sort of cereal.
And we got a fridge full of twin pops.
That's true. And bomb pops. Bomb pops don't sound like cereal. Or they could be. They're just a tasty, sugary, frozen treat.
What do you anticipate happening today at the office?
I don't know. Oh, well, I know that we're going to be getting, like, 4 pallets of Double Fine stuff. And we're getting, like, all the stuff from their actual office. Mm. So, that's going to be fun. Leaving home, I can look across the way and see that Steve has already left, but Reed has not,
and be able
which
to
is pretty normal. Sometimes Steve is kind of late, but it really depends on when he decided to get to sleep the night before, which is pretty normal for all of us, I guess.
In that sense, what is late?
It's pretty normal for, say, Reed to get in noon or later. Ryan more so. In fact, he particularly appreciates the fact that he can get in at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Also, on the other hand, we're leaving at about 6 a.m. right now.
I've already established that I woke up at like 10.
You can edit that out though.
So now we're going directly straight to Quick Trip so I can get myself some breakfast.
Right. Have you established that this is your typical breakfast?
No. So I mean, I go back and forth between getting donuts at Quick Trip and eating bacon and cereal.
Half pound of bacon.
Sure. Okay.
Charlie, on your drive to work, what are you typically thinking about?
There is no such thing as something I'm typically thinking about. My mind is going every which way in the morning.
So you're not even thinking about your next step. You're thinking about everything.
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say that sometimes I'm thinking about my next step, whatever that is. Sometimes I'm just thinking, all right, I'm going to work. Or I'm thinking about something random. Or I'm thinking about what I'm going to do after I get off of work. Or what I'm going to be doing on the weekend. Or random things that are happening in the world, especially since usually we have NPR going on whenever we're driving, so I get to hear a little bit of world news and kind of keep up with politics exactly as much as I feel like keeping up with it, which is on the 5-minute drive to work, and sometimes from, but not usually. Why? What do you usually think about on the way to work?
I think about nebulous next step. What am I going to do when I get into the office?
So you're much more focused than I am in that regard.
Yeah, but we get different things done, so I don't know if it's necessarily any... I don't know, for you, maybe you work better when you think about what you're going to do when you get off of work. Sometimes I think about that, but it's not the forefront of my mind. Because I think if I think about what I'm going to do when I get off of work, I won't be able to wait until I get off of work.
Well, if you're thinking about enjoying what you're doing, then you should be thinking about the fact that you're in a car and trying to enjoy being in a car.
I am, Charlie. You're a very handsome man.
Just pointing out the flaw in your logic there, Bubba.
I don't know if it's a flaw. I typically enjoy the drives. It's a nice buffer point between waking up in the morning, eating breakfast, and then actually going to do something.
I guess really whenever I get into work, it's so... like, it changes so much that thinking about what I'm going to be doing there beforehand is pretty pointless. I have to get there and assess what's going on in order to plan out my day.
For me, I always know that there's going to be orders. So I usually think about getting, I guess, mentally prepared to do orders.
All right.
Yeah, way to look down on my line of work, Charlie. All right, take this in there and record them giving you your donuts.
Chocolate-covered donut holes and some lemon icing donut holes, which sounds pretty good. Kind of. Yeah, I think I'm going to try those out. I've never done that before. I have such a routine going on that I know exactly how much this is going to cost before I get up there, so I bring exact change in quarters, nickels, and pennies in order to pay for it. This time I'm going to go for one normal glazed donut and one lemon icing sprinkles covered bunch of donut holes. This is going to come out to $2.18. Watch.
Yeah, definitely. Hey there. Hey. Just donuts?
Yep.
Is there anyone with a hole just mine?
Yeah.
$2.18.
That should be the $2, and that should be 18 cents.
Ooh, you are smart.
Thank you so much. You too. Okay, there we go. $2.18 worth of donuts. That's going to get me to at least 2 o'clock, maybe 3 o'clock, whenever I head to lunch. Yes.
Have you ever, whenever Charlie and I are driving to the office, we always see the same handful of people who are employed as sign waivers outside.
Yeah, that's a big thing around Tucson. There's a person out there waving a sign, which is actually better than the alternative, which is, I mean, obviously, the alternative is not to not have a sign waiver, because that's necessary. You have to have a sign waiver. But you can purchase automatic sign waivers, which are basically robots that look a little bit like humans, but all they're capable of doing is waving a sign back and forth.
They're just mannequins with motors in their forearms.
Right. That's a robot.
Yeah.
It's kind of an android, really.
In fact, I'm curious how the traditional sign waivers feel about robots taking their jobs.
Well, obviously it didn't last too long around here. Like, I saw them for a while, like a year ago, and then they all just kind of disappeared because, you know,
there was probably just some kind of war between the traditionalistic sign waivers.
It's really a war between the robots and the humans.
Yes.
And this time the humans won. And you know what? Go humans.
Yeah. Okay, so as we're pulling up here, we can see that we have a few people at the office already.
Looks like Laura and Steve are here, and I don't see Heidi. Usually she's here, so maybe she came by earlier and she had to go drop something off, or maybe she's just taking a day off today. I don't know. We'll find out over the course of the day, I'm sure.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, Charlie.
How's the office going today?
Oh, good. Wow.
Well, Glenn kind of good well. Or well good. That sounds like a last name.
Well good?
Yeah, well good.
Kind of weird last name, though. I wouldn't have it.
Is that Mario?
It's Mario.
Why is he...
He's dressed like America.
He's abusing an animal.
Yeah, he is. He just smacked a mole in the face. This mole is just chilling. I mean, it's got sunglasses.
Actually, I'm kind of impressed that they have the little Monty Mole guy on this cover, because the moles didn't appear until Super Nintendo. You're shaking your head. You're shaking your head because no, they didn't. Or you're shaking your head because I'm correct.
You're incorrect.
I am incorrect.
They were in Super Mario Brothers 2.
Were they?
No.
I don't remember them in there.
Doki Panic, I thought you were in there.
No.
No, I don't think so.
Try again.
I'm remembering that mouse.
That's Mouser. So, try again.
I don't know how many... he wasn't in Mario Brothers 3, I can tell you.
Yes, he was.
He was?
Yes.
I don't remember him in there.
He threw the wrenches at you and the...
Oh, you're so right! Oh my goodness. Never mind.
You call yourself a human, Charlie.
I'm sorry. You got me. Alright. I just got told. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
Are you the only one back here today?
Everyone was back here like 5 minutes ago.
Okay. I didn't see Heidi's car, so I figured she was here, then she left to go probably deliver a package.
Oh, it must be, because she was just here.
Oh. Something at the back door. Let's get some receipts printing. So here we are printing orders. I'm not usually the one who does this, but I'm going to do it because it's a good thing to listen to.
Problem for you. Go get me one.
Why I should be going get you tubes?
Because you're waiting here.
I'm going to go grab my things and get back to work now. So anyway, in case it's not clear, Laura is packing posters in our poster room. Rolling them up, putting them in tubes with their orders and their packing slips, and getting them ready to be shipped out. We don't have anybody shipping stuff right now, so right now there's a big table full of orders that are packed and ready to be shipped. That's not a large portion of our current order queue. What's up, Steve?
Hello. Are you recording?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm being recorded.
Yeah.
Do you think Target has Goo Gone?
Yes.
There we go.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
If not, because there's that Target over there. No, there's a Target over there.
Charlie.
Alvernon.
Charlie, what are you doing with that knife? Charlie, no! No!
But if you go to that Target over there, then
you're
right next to it...
You're talking to a dead person, Charlie.
There's a Home Depot right next to it. So, you'll be fine either way. Thank you, Steve. You know, I was recording you earlier, too. Like, whenever we walked in.
I'm a ghost!
Ghost, go and get Goo Gone.
I'm going to haunt you, but first I have to get Goo Gone!
Because you're going to leave ectoplasm all over the place, and you need something to get it out.
Exactly!
So, here I am. Checking my emails. I don't have a whole lot today. Mostly just tweets from last night. Except for this one big post from Reed, where we're pretty much talking about what we're going to be doing in response to Earthbound coming out on the virtual console. We have a lot of plans in mind, and I can't actually read most of this stuff. But hey, also today is the day that it was announced that Iwata is going to be the new CEO of Nintendo of America, which is pretty awesome. Anyway, at this time of the day, most of the actual action in the office is probably going on in the back, in the mailroom, where people are packing and shipping orders. The office part in the front of the office, I suppose, like where the actual computers and desks are, is usually pretty quiet. All you can hear are the cars going back and forth outside, and even that doesn't happen too often. A little water cooler humming along. It's pretty quiet. It's a good time to get work done before all the loud people come in. One of the things about being here in the front of the of the office and most of the day is that I get to know the sounds of other people's cars as they drive up and park, so I usually know who's here before they actually step in. It also helps that there's windows, but I don't usually need to use them. Actually, had a draft of an email that I was working on yesterday and never finished because it's a partner email. Usually whenever we talk to partners, you want to maybe you're a little careful about what you're saying. You know, to be clear, not because you're really concerned about offending anybody or anything like that, because if we're really afraid of something like that, then really there's, you gotta ask yourself why you're actually talking with them. You know, whenever, one of the main things I'm doing whenever I talk to partners is just to make certain everything is absolutely clear. That way, nobody has any misplaced expectations, I suppose. It's real exciting. I don't know if you can hear it from here, but while Heidi is working at her desk, she's also listening to or watching British sitcoms, it sounds like, which is pretty normal. Anytime we're doing something that isn't terribly taxing to the mind, why not put something on, you know? In the meantime, I'm going to start posting some pictures on Facebook. On the Fangamer Facebook. I'm not just browsing my own Facebook right now. Not to say that I don't during work hours, but whenever I post packing slips on the Facebook. So yes, it's something that I actually manually do every day. I choose two of them. And this time it's going to be Strago. And then I'm probably also going to post a Zelda slip later. Oh, we got a nice Lara one coming up. Good. Good, good, good. How are you doing, Jeff?
I am shipping the packages that Laura has been packing.
Oh.
Listening to Soul Live and Rabbit Bastard.
We've just kind of been clearing off the table from the pile of packages that were on here whenever we got here.
There's like a wall of what looked like sandbags, but they're actually
people's
US
shirts.
Postal Service and stuff. Yeah.
People's shirts and posters. I guess the posters didn't look like sandbags, though.
No, it was mostly the gray plastic envelopes. Those look a bit like sandbags. Especially the ones with hoodies in them.
Yeah. I don't think our domestic people usually get the ones with hoodies in them, though. Because those are usually too big for, they're too heavy for first class. So we end up having to put them in something else. Priority. But international people.
Maybe not like extra small temple hoodies. Those might be like.
I guess so, but how many people do you know who go around wearing extra small temple hoodies?
I don't know.
Enough people, I guess.
What are you doing, Charlie?
I'm working
Charlie's
on.
Being lazy.
I'm not. I'm working on artwork for a different project, and that has a deadline, so I should be continuing to work on that.
But right now you're not, so you're being lazy.
I was coming to help out, and I did help out with putting, with receiving some of that package. If you want to go lift up that quote-unquote 8-pound package over there, be my guest.
I don't. I just want to give you a hard time.
I know. Well, I just heard the distinct sound of, I believe, Reed's car pulling up. Finally, this is, let's see, 1:37 in the afternoon. Finally, the front of the office is going to start sounding more active. Also, John's here, who, usually John works from his place in Seattle.
We're a strategist.
Well, yeah, I was going to say.
But a strategist is, would help try to sell us as a compatible relationship.
Hmm.
Or at least proposing a strategy.
So you think you heard the good news about the water?
That is awesome news. I'm just trying to figure out, how can we spin this in our favor right now?
You know what that means? You know what that means?
Well, I mean, the
We're
fact
Kirby
that...
Kirby titles.
It certainly seems really nice to know that one of the people who worked on Earthbound is now in charge of NOA.
Yeah.
That's already something in our favor.
So wait, who's taking over Awada's job?
He's both.
Yeah, he's doing both now.
He's now the global president.
Wow. That's really good because there's always been that disconnect between NOA and NCL.
Yeah, that's their main purpose, is to help get some better communication.
So he's going
to
be living in Redmond, I believe.
Is he?
Well, he says he's going to be calling Redmond home.
I saw that apparently he pledged that if Nintendo misses its financial estimates next year, he's going to step down as the head of NCL. So I guess this is kind of a lateral move for him in a way. But
I think the board probably didn't want that. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Hobby Lobby and get some frames for photography for the Jacob Smiley pieces.
Okay.
And I don't know if you need anything else while I'm there for photography sessions or anything else. Art-wise.
Special light bulb, special cloths. I don't think so.
Textures, hanging doodads, and jiggy watts.
All right, so Heidi, tell me what's going on.
I'm about to ship the Power Mitt to the Angry Video Game Nerd.
And tell us a little bit about this Angry Video Game Nerd, in case people aren't too familiar with him.
Well, he's going to take you back to the past to play... Well, no, never mind. I'm going to start cussing. He plays games, and he gets mad, and he drinks beer, and he's been doing this video game series online since 2006, which that's as long as I've been a fan, since his Ninja Turtles episode, and I've just watched every single one since then. He's making a movie. One of my favorite episodes was when he did the Power Glove. And now we have a Power Mitt. And I was like, I gotta send him one.
There you go.
Yep.
So, yeah, let's get this thing sent off. This is, I assume you've packed this package with a little bit more than our usual assortment of bonuses.
Jenna drew him a packy slip. I drew him a packy slip. We both wrote letters to him. We included a whole bunch of stickers and pens, also a keychain, also one of the reject cart notes, glitched cart notes, and the new Power Mitt. Brand new, the most perfect one. Steve came to me, he's like, now I need to show you an example of the perfect Power Mitt. And I was like,
yeah, oh good, I have just a person in mind for
yes.
it.
Yes, like, can I send this to the Angry Video Game Nerd? He said, yes. So there we go.
So this is definitely one of the perks of working in the mailroom, is that every once in a while, whenever we happen to know somebody terribly cool that we want to ship something to, we can do this thing. And yeah, it doesn't happen too often because we don't want to send, because there are so many cool people in the world and only so much inventory, and eventually we do need to eat, but every once in a while it's just worthwhile.
I know it's, I shouldn't be concerned, but what's up with Double Fine? Just conversation.
We're getting several pallets worth of their merchandise in today.
Okay. Anybody have any music requests?
Mario RPG.
Okay.
A good time or day to do Twitter, social media, fun stuff?
Probably tomorrow. Maybe later today, but probably tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, I figured. I would either go to lunch or I would stick around here if you want to do that now.
Yeah, let's do it tomorrow.
Okay. Do we want to do an office cam today? Or not today, this week?
Yeah, what should we play? Got Amari?
Simulator 2013.
What simulator?
Surgeon Simulator 2013.
Is that an adult swim game?
That's not a bad idea.
No, that's amateur surgeon.
Amateur surgeon.
Yeah, I always get them switched up too.
Okay.
Can we play for like an hour and shut off without like... Which one of those will not take us over an hour?
Oh, yeah. An amateur surgeon would be like half an hour of just, oh, what have I done? Ah, just fun.
How gory are we talking?
It's comical. Like,
okay.
Like just taking a hammer and just boom to the rib cage and just fucking organs flying over. It's not realistic at all. So. So,
okay, so this is like cartoon, and we're not talking like...
Well, it's the graphics are decent,
right.
But it's just kind of over the top. Like, it's not like really, really bad.
This isn't
like,
going to make people woozy, is what I'm asking.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No,
it's, if you're thinking of the same thing I'm thinking of, it's cartoony, like TF2 cartoony.
So do we want to do that tomorrow and then have a Twitter fun meeting or something after that?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds like a good plan.
So we'll do kind of another early office scan like we did last week.
Yeah. Or we can push it to Friday, too.
The office scan?
Yeah, unless you want to keep it for Thursday.
It doesn't matter to me. Well, it's good for you guys. Friday we got D&D starting.
So I totally called it. It's 2:30 now. And here we are going to lunch.
Please edit out the part where I'm talking about my boring grandma vacation.
No. And here we are at the Outback Steakhouse.
That'd be a pretty interesting time.
Good.
But yeah, like, when you're looking at nature, you're looking at the absence of man-made ideas. But if you look in a city, you're looking at a sea of ideas, a sea of things that were made by somebody who had to think of them and then bring them into what we call existence to share that idea with other people. But you look at a bush or you look at some dirt and you don't have that.
Lazy.
They're not pulling their weight. When was the last time a hunk of dirt made anything?
Now, I know. What about no music ideas. That all just sounds very similar to each other?
What do you mean?
Like right now, what we're experiencing. It's just the same song continuing over and over again.
It's the idea of money, right?
Well, I guess the thing about nature is it inspires ideas.
Yeah. Because it's such a mystery, really.
I mean, all of civilization is mankind trying to make sense of nature.
Right. Like, we have ideas of nature, but we don't have an absolute truth of nature. Which is really hard for some people to come to terms with.
But obviously not difficult for Jeff to come to terms with.
We'd like to think that humans came from nature. And I don't think nature questions its own existence or tries to make sense of it. It just does things.
It exists in the purest sense of the word.
Yeah, in the sense that I don't think anybody could actually understand it. I actually only like cheese fries, but thank you.
But it's bacon cheese fries.
I'll just go for it.
I'll just get a lot of cheese. Grab a plate.
You can try some bloomin' onion.
Is that onion?
Yeah.
Let's see. It's 2:30 whenever we went in. It's now 3:56.
Yeah, 6:30. On the way home.
So we're about an hour and a half of lunch.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a bit more than we normally take. So we're probably going to try and work off as much of that as possible.
Well, it took a long time, but thanks for going out to lunch with us.
Yeah, it's pretty tasty, and I'm pretty satisfied. I think that'll be the last meal for the next several days.
What did you say?
What?
Did you say that's your last meal for the next several days?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, yesterday I didn't go to lunch at all, so actually I think this balanced out.
Mm.
I don't mind that we were out to lunch for an hour and a half. Like, we were walking in there at 2:30, and it's almost 4 o'clock right now. Steve is going to start filming things. I don't know what exactly that entails.
It's afternoon time here in the Fan Gamer office.
What's that?
So, what are you going to be doing here?
I'm
going to start filming.
She recommended
I was actually about to, and then Delphine came over. But I'm about to get everyone together and start filming. Alright, welcome to our Fan Gamer product meeting, everybody. Of course, we all brought our notepads, right? Okay, let's see. Should I change it up any? Do we want to just keep doing the same thing over?
Yeah.
Alright, everybody, welcome to our product meeting. I trust we all brought our notepads. Should we be saying something? Like afterwards, should we say, yeah?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to do some close observe one while I'm like, yeah. Like, really, like, mm-hmm. Yeah. So just do a couple more takes.
But I mean, silence is good after I say that.
Yeah, silence is preferred.
Okay.
This is just a wide shot in case I'm cut between things. So, right. Preferably don't make sound. All right, everybody, welcome to our product meeting. I trust we all brought our notepads, obviously.
Can I be in here and look at the camera and say I've made a huge mistake because I didn't bring a notepad?
No, that's Steve Jobs.
Oh, okay.
Steve Jobs. All right, everybody, Charlie's a big sissy.
don't cover your face, it looks like you're hiding.
That's a great idea! Yeah!
All right. That sounds good.
Yeah!
I have something dumb in there, I'm sure. So.
Okay.
Putting some hoo in there.
All right. You ready to roll, Jeffo?
Yeah! Yeah! Ha!
That's
all right, Jeffo, I'll be out there.
Okay, Charlie, I'll take that scanner again. Is that cool?
Huh?
Can you take the scanner with me?
I need it.
Okay, can you just bring it home tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going?
Yeah. I'm going to go home and soak my hands in some boiling oil.
Sounds good.
The day drags on. Now, there's only a few of us left here at the office. How are you feeling at this time of the day, John?
Confused. I don't know what I've done and where I'm going for the rest of the day. If I should keep working or should I break?
This is the time of the day that this quandary tends to pose itself towards us.
It does.
It's 7 o'clock p.m. This is the time whenever if we start on something new right now, then we're not going to be done for a while.
Right. So it's like, what do we do till we go to sleep? Do we enjoy ourselves, or do we relax?
Or do we just keep working and be like?
Well, working can be enjoyment. It depends on what the work
true.
Is.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I personally, I've been vectorizing stuff for a lot of the day.
I haven't seen it. It's looking good. I like it.
Yeah. And it's pretty much just, for me, vectorizing is very meditative. Like, I can just do it all day.
Yeah. I think that's what really led me to kind of, becoming more of a vector smith than a raster wizard. You know, I prefer Illustrator more, so.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just want to just take break and start sometimes, tomorrow, or you want to just continue working on a little passion projects. Like, it's kind of that you're done with your day, but do you just break and enjoy yourself, or do you work on a passion project? It's kind of like that in the same day. Or if we're doing a launch.
It's crunch time.
It's crunch, yeah. So, yeah. It's definitely slow down and just enjoy your work more.
By the way, I'm a little bit sad that I'm doing this, like, while you're here. Because that's not really normal. Whereas normally, at some point, I'd just be able to leave this thing by my computer whenever everybody yeah. uses their computer,
yeah.
and they could be like, "Hey guys," over the mumble.
Oh yeah.
And nobody would be there to hear except for this guy.
Yeah. So yeah, like what happens? Like I'll say something, and all of a sudden it's. I remember one time I really needed something, and I would speak, and my voice would echo through the room, and I was frustrated because I really needed to get it done, like, right away. It was, like, a super urgent thing. And everybody had gone out to lunch. Like, everybody had gone out to lunch. And I was calling, and everyone had left their phone and whatnot. But, yeah, pretty much most of the time, it's just my voice is echoing in the background. And pulling everybody else away from their job to help address what I'm talking about. Or what I want to waste time on. Like, hey, guys, check out this picture. It's awesome. This looks so cool. You know? This is a cool merchandise idea. Oh, we can't do it for like 6 months.
It's still good, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Keeps us going.
What's good, though, being here, you get to bounce off ideas of people more. You get to see their reaction.
It's more dynamic.
Though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. So.
Yep.
Yep, indeed.
But I don't think there's too much chance of you moving to... fashion.
Okay, I'll tell you this. I love the ocean. I love trees. The only thing I don't like about Seattle is I do like rain. I don't like incessant rain, and I don't like the incessant cold, which they both have both. But it does a payoff.
In the summer, I'm sure.
Yeah, summertime it's amazing. Down here, it is. It is trying to kill you.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter where you live.
There's something wrong.
Eventually, something's going to try to kill you. So
it's true. All right, I'm going to go see. I'm going to go introduce the podcast to Iris. So, here's Reed and Camille. They're not working properly right now. They're shipping off the mask. They're hanging out with Iris. Say hi, Iris.
She's feed been shy, me. Right? I hunger.
But this is about the time of the day when, especially on Wednesdays, that Reed's starting to head off because of he left for vegetables, and then he has that option whenever he comes back. It's like, all right, if you go back and you actually start working, then you know you got to work for a while,
right.
Or you can go come back and grab your laptop and leave before anybody notices.
Yeah.
Well, because you're not gonna get much done anyway.
I think it's so funny that the whole office knows that Reed goes and gets vegetables.
You gotta have an excuse. It's gotta be plausible. So as long as you're keeping up this cover, we're in good shape. And man, this baby thing worked out really well. Because I was using the baby as cover for like years.
He's the slowest growing baby in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, Laura's telling me. We knew.
This is the point at which... Jack and Jenna, what have you guys been doing all day?
Well, I was banished to the far corners of the packing room for about a week and a half because I was making necklaces and necklaces and necklaces.
Were you also sewing polos at any time during that?
Oh, yeah. That was
that's also
that.
Sort of a banished to the corner activity.
Yeah, everything was done at that table. And then I started making messenger bags, which all these tables were covered with stuff, so the corner was, again, the only option. But now I'm out of the corner, and now I'm putting zipper pulls on hoodies, and although it hurts my thumbs...
It's better than being in the corner.
It is.
So, Jack, what have you been doing all day?
All day? Well, I finished packing and inventorying all the Double Fine stuff we brought back from PAX.
And now we have, like, 4 more pallets of Double Fine stuff.
Yeah, I found that very ironic. Very sad.
Sorry,
twist
Jack.
Of sad twist of fate. I had
but at least there's not a whole lot to fold, it looks like. It looks like it's a lot of comic books and figures and stuff like that. So really it's just
fun
counting.
Stuff.
Fun stuff. Okay.
Pre-packaged.
Oh wow.
Which I'd like to think is what we're gonna get a lot of from Double Fine, is pre-packaged stuff. Because that'll be a pleasant change of pace.
Actually, when I was at the Double Fine office during GDC, I saw a lot of this stuff there. Just in the lobby and over on the side, and I was like, this is eventually going to make its way towards us. So I was like, yeah, and sure enough,
yeah, called it. I'm gonna go demonstrate the circle of life of Fangamer. Whenever I got here this morning, the table was filled with packages, just covered with them, unshipped packages, and now the table is once again covered in unshipped packages. I don't know if somebody's going to be taking the time to ship them before they leave or what. Laura might know. But she ran away. Oh, there she is.
Laura, I think you were soft.
Laura, so are these packages over here going to be going away or going to be shipped tonight, or are you just going to fill it, cover the table again?
Depends. Is someone else going to do it?
Confused but happy.
If someone else does it, they'll be gone. I'm not doing it.
So you're just packing.
I'm just packing.
So yes, that's the Fangamer circle of life here. You get in the morning and there's a bunch of packages on the table that somebody else needs to ship. And then we print out the receipts for more orders. Get those receipts turned into packing slips and bonuses that people get from ordering from us. And then you actually go fill out the orders, pack them as they need to be done, fill up the table again. It's a circle of life. So how long are you going to be here? Laura, you were here before I got here.
I'm going to be here until I finish packing this thing, and then I'm going to go home.
Like just this one package?
Yeah, because I ain't doing that.
Okay.
Sorry, I sound very saucy now, just because I want to go home.
Let's see how many orders there are left in the queue.
A lot.
I wish I'd have checked that before the beginning of today. Oh, well, let's see. I gotta refresh this.
I'm gonna sound like such a jerk on this thing.
We have 291 orders left in the queue, which isn't too bad. That's like maybe 2 days hard work, or like the rest of the week
not hard work,
which is okay for now. But we probably better get I think a lot of them are being held up for one reason or another, though. A lot of Kestrel hoodies orders.
Yeah.
FTL pins that we don't have.
Well, we don't have the pins. We don't have the packaging for them.
Oh, okay. All right. So.
Yeah, the pins are in those drawers down there.
Gotcha. The day's not quite yet, over yet for me, but as I discussed with John earlier, it's that point where I got to figure out, am I going to continue working on what I was doing and stay here for another while or take on a new project? I just start heading home, but I'm not heading home yet. No, I'm not going to go ship stuff. Thank you for the suggestion, though, Laura. The silent suggestion, which is very hard to hear on a podcast.
I inclined my head slowly towards the packages.
Thank you. Thank you for describing your actions.
You're welcome.
So another day has come to a close. The only person remaining is Ryan, and he'll be here until who knows when. So.
By the way, Charlie, are you a sandals person?
No, not really.
I usually am not a sandals person, like a thong sandals person. So, like, I have these. I love them.
Yeah?
They're pricey, but I've had these things for 6 years.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty good longevity, for sure.
Yeah. And I wear them all the time. I even get them. You're not supposed to get them wet. That's the downside.
Mm.
Can't get them wet because they're cork. The great thing is they mold to your feet, like it's like a glove. Oh my gosh, they're some of the best sandals ever. And being in the arid temperature out here, the only downside is if you sweat, if your feet sweat.
Mm.
Like these are pricey. Like they can get up to $70 pair.
Oh wow. But well, that's not too bad.
I mean, given the longevity.
Yeah.
Let me go out that door because this one's harder to lock. All right, Ryan.
Ryan,
okay.
I will get those images to you tonight, okay? Later.
Okay.
I got it. I'm gonna go home. Yeah,
sounds good.
Yeah, actually, I bought a bunch of stuff where pretty much I don't need to go out for lunch or dinner. Got some big old Hebrew National hot dogs. Like, one of them is a dinner.
Yeah, I'm still pretty full from the Outback lunch.
Yeah, I thought about the Outback. I was like, you know, I got a bunch of stuff. I ate lunch already. I don't need to eat more. It's kind of my goal now where I just eat around half of what I used to eat and try to... It's really... Did you hear that whole thought that to read, I said I would tell myself in my mind I would have to eat $8 worth of food or $7 worth of food. And so, like, depending on where I was. So I'm just kind of trying to cut that notion where I only need to eat, like, say, $5 worth of food, you know, and see if that can, you know, cut down my portions. Because I don't move that much.
Yeah, I remember at some point I started experimenting by going to places and just ordering less and seeing if I was still all right, because...
Like, later on, afterwards, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, immediately, you know, you're like, you know, I can still stuff food down my throat, sure. Like, so that means I'm not done eating, but really, if you just eat a little bit and you give it some time...
Yep.
You don't actually need to keep eating until you start feeling it, because by the time you feel it, it's too late.
And they say that sometimes it takes up to 20 minutes for your stomach to tell you if you're full or not. All right, man.
All right.
Thanks for the ride. I'm gonna get my bag. Shocking everything and everyone today. I'm so ecstatically charged.
See you tomorrow. All right, that's pretty much the day. You've probably heard all the highlights by now. I'm sure a few conversations had to be cut for content. Some things we're just not allowed to talk about. But you get the general gist. We had show up. Some of us will work on shipping orders. Some of us work on communicating with people, doing artwork, making movies, doing more emails,
lots of email. I guess it's part of being an internet-based company. It's good. Good job. I liked it. No more Jeff. He had to go home at around... it was about 6 whenever he left. His hand was having some trouble, so he had to go home early. So, after dropping off John, it's time to head home. Let's see what kind of music we got going on. I'm home. It's time to go inside. I go play some FTL until I get tired. And go to sleep. Start the whole thing over tomorrow. Night, folks.